First Bradley Manning, then Edward Snowden. Now a new name is surfacing in connection with leaks of secret material.
And it is a man who was the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We're learning more today about news that retired General James Cartwright is being investigated for allegedly leaking classified information about a covert U.S.-Israeli cyber attack on Iran's nuclear program. Greg Miller covers national security for The Washington Post. And Greg, first off, tell us more about General James Cartwright.
Cartwright is a retired four-star Marine Corps general who's had a series of high-level positions in the military. He was the number two military officer in the country before he retired, and he was part of Obama's inner circle throughout Obama's first term. He was involved in a lot of critical decisions on counterterrorism stuff and on conflicts with other adversaries, including Iran, which is what he's in the news about again today.
Yeah, it's amazing that he was in Obama's inner circle, and now the administration is telling you that he is suspected of revealing information about this effort to cyber attack Iran's nuclear program. Tell us about that.
In his background, he had been the head of Cyber Command, so he had been in charge of, you know, the military's apparatus that deals with cyber threats and also has some offensive capability. And this story, which surfaced last year first in the New York Times, was the first big-time source story about a cyber attack that the United States had launched against an enemy, in this case, Iran. And it used a worm or piece of malware called Stuxnet that was designed to cripple centrifuges. It was designed to get into the computer networks that are connected to Iran's nuclear program and cause equipment to break down. And it appears to have worked.
It worked, so it did have an effect.
Yeah, I mean, they lost 1,000 or so centrifuges. I mean, it was a setback. It wasn't like it stopped their program in its tracks, but it was a considerable setback, and, you know, it was a big deal.
Well, so why would, if these accusations are true, why would somebody who was so close to the president, so high up in the military, leak information like this?
Well, obviously, we have to say we don't know that he did.
I mean,
he hasn't been charged. He hasn't been indicted. He has been notified that he is a target now of this investigation, which is, you know, stops well short of those distinctions. But this is how Washington has worked for years. Generally, I mean, without saying what General Cartwright did or didn't in this case, senior U.S. officials who leave government for a number of reasons often talk about the programs that they were involved in. Where they have to be careful and where they have the potential to get into trouble is where those programs were as secret and as sensitive as a cyber campaign against Iran.
And put this in the context of what is going on right now. I mean, we've got just leak after leak after leak and prosecution after prosecution of these leaks. There's Bradley Manning, the Army private who's accused of leaking hundreds of thousands of classified documents. Of course, Edward Snowden, this former NSA contractor who has admitted that he gave classified documents to The Guardian and The Washington Post. And now this guy, General Cartwright, who at a time not too long ago was one of the highest ranking military officials in the country, if it's true, of course.
Right. And of course, so the Obama administration has taken a lot of heat for launching investigations and prosecutions into leaks cases. It's done this, you know, there have been at least eight cases so far, not counting Cartwright, which is far more than all other administrations throughout history combined. So, I mean, this administration has a reputation for being extremely aggressive about this stuff. But this is the first real case where it now looks like it has turned on and set its sights on one of its own. I mean, somebody who was, by all accounts, a very close advisor to the president himself.
Does it seem that the leak prosecutions are deterring other potential leakers?
Well, I mean, it certainly didn't deter Snowden, did it? I mean, his leaks came at a point where there had been lots of public hand-wringing about the investigations into these cases, but he took things in a very different direction, obviously. He seems to have made a very conscious decision that he was going to expose some activities by the NSA, and then he was going to own up to it, at least to the extent that he was going to identify himself as the source and not try to remain hidden.
Greg Miller covers national security for The Washington Post. Thank you so much.